This is the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson podcast.
I'm going to blow your mind, boys. Okay, so Fridays here at Nova, and I'd love to know if this happens in any other workplaces in Adelaide. I was here late on a Friday. You guys are out the door at 9:15.
Oh, man,
in bed by 10.
Yeah.
Not true. That's shame.
Yeah.
I usually hang around till about 2:45.
Oh. Yeah, then you're out of there. So you wouldn't know what happens at 3 o'clock in the arvo. So I'm standing around the studios, and I hear this, like, woman come with her shoes and a little trolley, like the sound of a trolley, like wheels behind me, and I turned around, and she goes, "Drink tray? Would you like anything?" I'm like, "What?" And I looked behind me, and she's got a trolley that is full of beer and cider and wine and CCs and Allen's lollies and chips. And like, I'm like, "What? Do I have to pay for this? What is this?" And she goes, no, it's just 3 o'clock on a Friday. Drink trolley. I had to say no because I was like, I was so overwhelmed. I felt so bad taking it for free. I was like, this is such a good perk. How good is that?
The Nova Drinks trolley.
Yes.
And I bet, was it all quality? What kind of, are we talking
about? Oh, no, it was quality. It was all South Australian ales as well, supporting local. I was so like, wow, this is really, really cool.
But you didn't take advantage of it?
No, because I felt bad. Yeah. I will next Friday if I'm here. In fact, I'll just come back to work at 3 o'clock on a Friday to get it.
Yeah, Shane and I might come.
You should. But it was like you're in hospital and someone just comes around delivering you food.
Yeah.
It was just like, it was the dream. And I would love to know if you have a job where you have these really cool perks at work that no one else would know about.
Ah, work perks.
Work perks. Yeah, you gotta watch your work perks.
Thank God we had that, mate.
I know.
What would we do without that?
What a coincidence. Work perks. Well, when I used to deliver pamphlets when I was 14, and when obviously I buried them in my backyard, but I used to always have pizza vouchers all the time. I get cheap pizzas.
Oh, of course.
And that's why I grew up a bit chubs.
So did you tell your boss that you were taking some of the vouchers?
No, never told them anything.
No.
Was that a perk?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a perk.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and you're not chubby, by the way.
Thank you.
Dylan, do you have any work perks in your past jobs?
Ooh, what have I done? I've worked in a potpourri factory, so I got free potpourri for a while.
Lucky.
Oh, you worked in a potpourri factory. Who has potpourri these days?
No one.
Yeah, no one.
I also rolled candles out of beeswax.
Of course you did.
Did you get the candles to take?
No, but my hands smelt nice.
Oh.
Okay.
Like beeswax.
Because you always think, you know, flight attendants, they always get cheap flights overseas. Oh, those kind of things. Like dad's a hairdresser, free haircuts. I, as a family member, get free haircuts for my life. So I'd love to know, on 13, 24, 10, your perks of the job. What kind of cool stuff do you get at work?
Love this. Let's hear your work perk, guys. 13, 24, 10.
Work perk.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
We want to know, what's your work perk?
Work perks. Yeah, you gotta watch your work perks.
Yeah, the perks of what you do at your workplace. Amy's rang through, got one for us this morning. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good.
What's your work perk?
So I work as a paramedic, and everywhere I go, I get 10% off on, like, coffees and foods and things. And I'm always really surprised when they give me the 10% discount, but I think it's an amazing perk. It's just really helpful. And
do you have to ask for it,
so
or just go in
uniform? Anyone that gives that 10% discount, thank you. I really like coffee, so.
Okay, good. And when you say food, what are you talking about, Amy?
Just like anything, really. Like if I stop in at Macca's or the petrol station, it could be just anything. And everyone always gives discounts, so I think that's really, good.
You deserve it, though, Amy. Thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
No, thank you.
I wonder, do you have to wear the uniform to go and get that? Because we could just...
So I have to be on duty when I get it.
Were you saying
we should just go out
and get a nurse's uniform today, head down to Macca's?
Yes.
Good tip. Let's do that. Anne-Marie's on the phone too. She's got a work perk, don't you, Anne-Marie?
Hi, yes, I work at a gym.
And what do you get?
Yeah, and it's the Healthy Inspirations Gym. So I get life coaching and diet and exercise for free.
Oh, my God.
That is so good.
But it's really
good.
Cool because then I can talk the talk and walk the walk.
Oh. You can, and have the abs.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm cheering about a drinks tray. We're the exact opposite of people, Anne.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. Jennifer's got a work perk for us. So if you do as well, 13, 24, 10. Jennifer, hi.
Hello.
Are you a nurse?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, so basically I work in a clinic, and if I can get these things that we call corridor consults, where we just say, like, in between patients, hey, I've got this problem, what do I do about it? And normally they'll just take the time and give us the advice and
write us a script if necessary.
Yeah.
Because so going to the doctors is annoying. I've always wanted a family member to be like a doctor, so you can just do that. You don't ever have to go to doctors.
Just show them your rash.
Yeah, pretty much. What's this strange lump? And they go, okay.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer.
That's really, that is a perk. Okay. I never thought of that. Thank you, Jennifer.
Stacey, good morning. What's your work perk?
So I don't work there anymore, but because I moved interstate. But where I used to work for a printing company. And every fortnight on a Friday, they used to get a masseuse in, and we used to get half an hour of back massages.
Oh my God.
Because we used to be sitting at our desk all the time.
Do you know every workplace should do that?
That was good.
That's the dream.
That's amazing. Thank you, Stacey.
We don't get enough work perks here, guys. We should complain.
You reckon?
Yeah.
All right.
We got those. We got those bakery items coming in soon.
Yeah, they're here.
Yeah, they're on their way.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
We're going to chuck the video we've just seen up on the Lewis and Lowe Facebook page with Hayley Pearson. It is the world's biggest chicken.
We're all going to die.
Yeah.
I mean, did have something else to talk about here, but we're like, hang on, there's a giant chicken. Yeah. We need to talk about that.
Clear the board because it's the biggest chicken I've ever seen.
It's three times the size of a normal chicken.
That is amazing. From Kosovo, the chicken is, guys.
They're calling it a freak, though. That's a bit mean.
Yeah, that is mean.
Might have Facebook.
Chickens have feelings too, guys. We know that.
But a Facebook.
have you seen the feet?
His feet.
It looks like a person dressed as a chicken.
Yeah. It does. Yeah. Like the one on Family Guy that punches Peter Griffin. It looks like that.
Oh, Family Guy references.
Dylan doesn't explain that.
I thought it was like the Looney Tunes Foghorn dude. Remember him, Foghorn Leghorn?
Yeah.
I said, boy. I said, son.
So it got us thinking about large pets. Let's do this. 13, 24, 10. Do you have Adelaide's biggest pet? Now, it doesn't have to be a chicken. Maybe it's a guinea pig. Maybe it's a canary. Maybe it's a cat, a dog, a horse.
Whatever it is. Is it oversized?
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to say that than large.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
make it offensive.
Yeah. Oversized.
All right, guys. So let's
talk. It's a fat.
You got a fat pet.
I don't like saying that word. Yeah. No.
It's
oversized. Big boned.
Talking about pH, fat.
Retaining water. Adelaide's oversized pets. Let's hear them. Do you have them? 13, 20, 14. Let's get a collection going, guys.
Come on, we want to see photos too.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
We are talking about the largest pets you've got, because if you get yourself on the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page, you'll see the world's largest chicken.
That's a big chicken.
It's a real chicken from Kosovo. That's huge.
It's the size of a small human.
Mm.
It looks actually looks like it's a kid wearing a costume, doesn't it? Coming out of a pen.
It's going to require a massive oven, is it?
Oh, don't say that. It's living at the moment. It's probably listening to us streaming live from Kosovo.
Sorry.
We asked you, do you have any large pets? 13, 24, 10. Dania, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh. Now, do you have a big pet, Dania?
Yes, I do. Oh.
Well, what is it?
It's a mouse.
And how big is it?
Mm-hmm.
Big?
It's fatter than my fist.
What? Oh, it's fatter than your fist.
Wow, that's a big mouse.
That is a fat mouse. Large mouse.
Come on. So,
yeah.
Danielle,
oversized.
Do you think it's possible? Maybe it's. Do you think it might be a rat?
No, it's not a rat.
Oh, is it a cat?
No.
Is it a meerkat?
No.
What's its name, Danielle?
Peaches.
Bless.
Peaches. That's
nice. That's beautiful.
The size of a peach. That's good. Thank you.
Millions of peaches.
Emma has also got a large pet, don't you, Emma?
Yes, I do.
Tell us about it.
I have a pug that has a pillow. It comes installed with his fat on his neck.
Oh, my God.
So when he lays down, he has a pillow fully installed.
I love that.
And how do you take advantage of this? What, do you put it on the bed and you lay down on the pug?
Yes, no. I do, actually. I've napped with him as my pillow once. I really have.
But even as the pug, like, imagine, like, flying like an airplane, just using it as, like, a backrest. That would be so good.
Can you bring it on the plane?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Oh, Dylan Lewis, you're going to love this large pet, mate. This is all about you.
Sorry, Emma. Thank you.
Juro. Am I pronouncing that right? Juro. Jarro?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, man.
Hey, man.
You got a large pet?
Yeah, man, I've got a camel that me and my mate got down from Alice Springs.
You own a camel as a pet?
Yeah. Now, when you say you got it down from Alice Springs, what do you mean by that?
Well, one of my mates, had a, like, a, I don't know where he got it from, but he ended up getting one of the babies, man, and now it's...
It's confusing when you're listening to yourself on the radio.
Yeah,
because,
weird, yeah. Yeah, large camel.
I want to know all about the camel.
Yeah, I know you do.
How big is it? Duro.
We might get Duro to fix that. We'll come back. We'll go to Susie.
Oh, God, that was the greatest.
No. Susie's got a large pet, don't you, Suze?
I certainly do.
What is it?
He's an American bulldog.
Uh-huh.
And he's 70 kilos.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's bigger than me. That's bigger than me. 35 years old.
And he's a... big gentle giant.
Oh, yeah. I love bulldogs.
Oh, Susie, does your dog just eat heaps?
No, not really. Just eats like normal, but he slobbers a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Well, let's go back to Camel Guy Juro, all right? I know you've got questions, Dylan Lewis. He's back on the phone now. Juro, Camel Guy, hi.
Sorry, mate. Have you turned your radio down? Have you worked it out?
Yeah, we have. Sorry about that, bro.
No, it's all right,
legend.
Right.
I'm intrigued because I'm a camel collector. I love camels. I've always wanted a pet camel. I want to know how big your camel is.
Oh, well, how big would the camel be, man?
Good.
It's about like the size of a van, man, to be honest. Like,
a van?
Where do you keep it?
Well, he owns a farm down in Virginia.
Oh, got ya.
So, yeah, it's down there, man. He's also got, like, this huge ass pig, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
oversized animals.
It's like a hog thing, man, and, just all these... huge animals. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Awesome. Okay. Sorry, Dylan, more questions.
I know, I want to go. Can we come and visit a camel?
Do you do rides?
If you want, man, yeah. Right. Camel's always up for, like, rides and stuff, so we got this little car thing on the back of it that we chuck on and cruise around, the farm.
All right, guys, day trip today. Let's do it.
That's awesome. Maybe Juro's mates are all just tiny.
Yeah,
no, my mate's Palestinian, man. They're huge. You know, you see them.
Okay, everyone you know is huge. Well done. Thank you, Juro, for getting involved. Good chat, guys.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
It's Christmas. It's Christmas time.
So call 13 2014. You could win a prize at the end of.
It is. Dylan Lewis's Quizmaster. It's Hayley versus myself this morning.
Introducing in one of the corners, it's Shane Lowe.
Every day they're out there making cocktails.
And in the other corner, it's Hayley Pearson.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Because there is a story in the news at the moment about a giant chicken that looks like a person dressed as a chicken. It's up on our Facebook if you want to have a look at it. Today's quiz is all about famous pets.
Okay. All right.
A loose connection, but it'll do.
Well, Nikki's rang through, but like Shane Lowe to represent her in the quiz, that's what I do, Nikki.
Oh, he represents.
Emma is going for Hayley to represent her in the quiz.
Represent.
All
ready?
Right.
Let's go.
I think so. Okay.
Begin the drone.
Yes.
That was testing the buzzer. You haven't tested yours yet.
No, but the quiz master didn't ask you to test the buzzer.
No,
test
I didn't.
It. Don't.
I didn't, actually.
Thank you.
That's 1 point off.
No,
thank you.
Don't, guys.
I'm joking. Let's get into it. Question one.
Yep.
The score is 0-0 thus far.
Okay.
What animal was Flipper?
Shane.
Wolf, who was that? Shane?
Dolphin.
Dolphin.
Correct.
Ding. Jeez, that sounds
so familiar.
The way
you said that was really annoying.
Dolphin.
It was so arrogant.
Question two. Which famous movie character owned the dog Toto?
Hayley!
Shane, go.
Of course we know it was Dorothy from Wizard of Oz.
Ding. That's two for Shane.
Oh, gosh.
What is going on?
Is this the winning question already?
It is. Yep.
Already.
I'm going against you.
Told you, Nikki.
So
come
much
on,
easier
PSO.
When I go against Dylan.
Oh.
Another point off, Dylan.
Be like that, then.
I'm joking.
Come on, Shane.
Yes, he's backing me. Who would have thought? All right.
Babe, was he...
Hayley.
Shane Lowe, go.
Are you kidding? Are you not hearing me as I say my name?
Okay, no, you answer.
You said it about 10 seconds after Shane.
We all know...
Yeah?
...that it was there was a pig from a farm in the movie called Babe. Maybe
now,
was in it.
I'll now finish the question. That's,
damn it.
That's going over to Hayley. Babe was a huge hit in the 90s. There were two films. The second one was called Babe.
Oh.
What?
I know the answer.
And...
I know.
Babe's back.
It was speaking of the city, wasn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, but you don't get that. Oh. So, next question.
Okay.
Babe's back would have been way better.
Babe's back.
Baby got back. Who was Australia's favourite bush king?
Skippy.
Oh, did you really just do a clean sweep?
Hello.
Yeah. Yo!
Nikki, you're off to see 21 Pilots. Well done.
Yay!
I know. Thank you.
Sorry, Emma.
Let's hear my music, guys. Oh, yep.
Play your DuckTales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day they're out there making DuckTales. Jeez, I'm good. Jeez, I'm good, guys. Notch it up. Another win for Shane Lowe.
You haven't had one in a while.
Mm, let you guys
it's been
win.
A couple of weeks, so.
There we go.
Dolphin.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
Let's talk about Lee DePoe. He's all over the news at the moment.
Yeah.
Young Lee is the bloke who jumped into crocodile-infested waters because he was dared to do it.
Yeah, he'd done it for his girlfriend.
Well, it wasn't his girlfriend yet, was it?
Oh, yeah, just a backpacker.
Did you say he'd done it?
Yeah, that was his quote.
That's what he says.
I'd done it for my girlfriend.
Yeah, well, he's trying to woo her, and he thought that might look like a manly act of bravery.
Yeah.
And she might go, oh, my God, you are cool with your mauled arm.
Yeah, you're so hot being attacked by a crocodile.
You're so hot. Oh, my God, you're so brave.
And he did. He got attacked, didn't
he? Yeah.
What a silly idiot.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's a silly idiot, and he's all over the news now, and he's been made famous for being an idiot. We would love to talk about this in a lighter way.
Yeah.
Dares.
Yep.
Have you ever done a dare?
Yeah.
Everyone was dared as a youngster growing up playing truth, dare, double dare, kiss, torture, promise.
Yes, I remember
Truth, dare, double dare, kiss, torture, promise.
What's that last bit you're saying,
What's the promise
though?
Part?
You have to promise to do something.
Oh.
Isn't that...
That's a lame
isn't that
choice.
The dare part?
Yeah.
Well, how did you play?
I never played it.
Truth, dare, double dare.
You have to do it with friends.
Yeah, I never had friends.
Truth or dare? Just
Okay, so...
Truth, dare, double dare, kiss, torture, promise is how it was played.
Oh, I would have taken the kiss if that was an option, guys.
You would.
So, let's talk about
your little
dares.
Lizard tongue coming out.
Tony, I'm eating ice cream. Who's been dared to do something in this room? Hands up.
Everyone.
Everyone's been dared to do it.
Okay, Dylan Lewis, what have you been dared to do?
Well, as mentioned previously, but no one cared. Someone dared me to kiss John Safran.
Yes.
And I was happy to do that, but he didn't want to do it.
Mm. Well, then he didn't count as a dare, did it?
But I was happy to do it.
Did you try and kiss him, though?
Yeah, but not too much. No means
that
no.
That would be weird.
Yeah. Hayley Pearson, what were you dared to do?
Mine was in after-school care when I was at Linden Park, and the boys, I remember his name was Oliver, and he dared me to do a backflip onto, like, the sandpit.
Yeah.
And I did it because I wanted to impress the boys. I was in, like, year four.
Of course.
And fell and landed on my back, and I couldn't move, and my mum had to come and get me, and it was very embarrassing. And I was trying to impress him as well.
All right, well, let's hear your dares.
So we don't encourage dares.
No, they're not often
they're
not
silly.
Good.
You know, you just make your own choices. In life, guys.
Sometimes there's funny ones out there. Remember, someone rang through said before that they were dared to lick a bit of bird poop that was on a table. That's the kind of gear we want, guys.
That's gross.
Let's talk dares. What were you dared to do? Or did you dare someone to do something? All right.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
Old mate Croc Boy jumped to the river, punched a croc for a dare for his girlfriend. We're asking you, what were you dared to do? Or did you dare someone to do something? 13, 24, 10.
Between Whipper talked to him yesterday.
Yes.
What did he say?
I don't know.
Thanks for adding that in.
That's really good.
All right, Izzy's on the phone. Izzy's rang through with her dare. If you've got one too, 13, 24, 10. Cheers. Stories, Izzy. Hi.
Hello.
What was your dare, Izzy?
I was dared to go on a swirly thing that was really wide, and I was on there for a couple of hours, and I claimed that I was stuck. $5, but back in the day, $5 was like
$200.
Yeah, it was. Back in the day, you get so many lollies for $5 back in the day.
Yep.
What swirly thing?
At the show.
It's like a snaky thing. Like, so it spins around, and then like a couple of centimeters, there's a big pole.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, I do. What you're talking about. Yeah. No. I think
Dylan,
I
know.
It's a swirly thing.
Yeah. It goes around the pole in the middle.
The pole.
Thank you, Izzy. Dan, also on the phone. Dan, what were you dared to do, mate?
I'm a 21st. Get my belly button pierced.
Yeah. Did you do it? You went through with it?
Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah. That's for sure.
What kind of piercing was it, Dan?
It had a diamante in it.
Oh, I did?
That's all I really remember. That was a few years ago now, but my mate told me if I kept it in for, like, 3 months, I'd be all good and everything like that. And problem is, it was over summer, so I ended up going jetty jumping with a diamante in.
Hang on, but what did you get for doing this? Belly. Did you get a prize? Like, did you get money?
And, laying on your back with Listerine is not fun either. Trying to keep it uninfected.
Yuck.
That's gross.
So you did it, but what did you get in return for doing it, Dad?
He told me I'd get $100 every month that I kept it in. And after 3 months, I realised that I was not getting any money at all. I was not profiting from having it in my belly. So,
Yeah. That's nice.
Sorry about that.
Have you got a gross scar there now?
I don't really look down at my belly enough.
Yeah.
But probably. I don't know if I look past the gut hair.
Yeah, no. I was going to say, when I look down, I can't see my belly button either. It's fine. Thank you, Dan, for sharing that. Yeah, well, that's what it is. thank you for sharing that, guys.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Now, I've been talking this up because, as I said, there's amazing things that have been invented. Gravity, of course, we know that. Pockets.
I think gravity was
invented.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Just happened.
Oh. I thought, didn't that some guy sit under a tree?
Yeah. And that's right. A guy.
Didn't he?
Yeah, a guy.
Galliano? What's his name?
Galliano.
Galileo.
Anyway, this blows all that out of the water because this is a real thing. Easter's coming up, guys. Sure, you can have a normal, boring chocolate Easter egg, or you can have a cheese-ster egg. It's an egg made entirely from cheese. Alex Lloyd gets it. He's had a few.
So this cheese-ster egg, it's solid.
Yes.
It's a solid egg.
Solid egg of cheese.
Is it like a, you know, like a Cadbury cream egg that there's soft cheese inside? When you crack it open, it just oozes out?
I believe it's a completely hard egg. So it's all, it's hard cheese. Now, now the backstory.
Hang on, is it surrounded in chocolate
gross.
Or not?
That's like
hard cheese.
It's like moldy, like hard cheese.
Yeah,
like,
no. Well, it's full. What's the name for it? It's all
like a cheddar.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a soft, like a, it's more like a coon than it would be like.
It's not like a Camembert. It's not like a Camembert. No. You know what I mean? Yeah,
Is it like a baby bell?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm picturing, a baby bell.
Is it just a baby bell that's just slightly out of shape?
But baby bells are a bit flavourless. You want something a little bit with a bit more bite, a bit
very
more vintage cheese.
That's why.
No, I do like a baby bell.
I love a mini baby bell.
Yeah.
Mini, mini baby bell, mini baby bell, baby bell cheese. Is it surrounded in chocolate? Is it?
No, it's not.
No
chocolate involved.
No. You can have it with a little side dish of quince if you like. It's up to you. It was a result of a collaboration with independent artesian cheese company into the UK, guys.
Can someone invent this, please, in Adelaide?
Yeah.
Please?
Yeah, well, it says it costs £14.95. What's that, Dylan Lewis? You used to live in the UK. What is that?
That's a lot of money.
$25?
Yeah, okay.
For one egg?
Yep.
How big is the egg?
Bloody good
cheese. Oh, hang on, guys.
Uh-oh. You've read the rest of the article.
Bloody hell.
What is it? It's a concept design.
Bloody hell.
What's wrong, mate?
I can't even believe this. Guys, I'm so sorry.
What is it?
What?
Guys, it's vegetarian cheese.
What do you mean, vegetarian?
It says it's handmade vegetarian cheese.
What do you mean? It's like got no meat soy in
it.
Cheese?
It doesn't have real cheese.
But no dairy.
No. That doesn't mean. If it was a vegan cheese.
Hang on, what's vegetarian cheese?
If it was a vegan cheese, it would have no animal. Oh, hang on.
But what's a vegetarian cheese?
I don't know.
No rennet?
Cheese is vegetarian.
Sometimes they use rennet, don't they? Isn't that an animal product?
I don't even know what rennet
vegetarians
is.
Vegetarians can eat cheese, they just don't. Vegans don't eat cheese, do they? I don't know.
But what is a vegetarian? Oh,
this is
the only way you can make a cheese that has been, it's been approved by the maker of the cheese is if you use human milk.
Oh,
yuck.
Oh, almond milk?
Why is that yuck?
Because I don't want to drink, like, old breast milk. That's gross.
What?
Is that what you're talking about, human milk?
Yes.
Where did this go?
For more Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson, hit up novafm.com.au.